You have this one life. How do you want to spend it? Apologising, regretting, questioning, hating yourself, dieting, running after people who don't see you? Be brave, believe in yourself. Do what feels good. Take risks. You have this one life. Make yourself proud. Beardsley Jones. Hello and welcome back to the Daily Inspirational Podcast. I'm Emma Turner and I've specifically designed and created this podcast so you can make your life the best it could be and to replace negative vibes with positive ones. So get your coffee or your tea and let's get started. Thank you guys so much for joining me today. I hope you are having a lovely Sunday and looking forward to the approaching week ahead. Now, today I'm going to be talking with you about taking risks. But firstly, before we get into today's podcast, I just want to say thank you so much for the lovely feedback and comments on both my blog and my podcast that I've been getting. Seriously, it means the whole world to me. You have no idea. So thank you so much for that. And without further ado, let's get into today's podcast. Now, in my experiences, taking risk is very, very low for me because I've always been scared of what might happen, what might happen if it will go wrong or right, and will I succeed? And I always have this constant fear that it will go really, really wrong. And I think that's what makes me stop taking the risks in life. I always think, oh, no need to take that risk because it might go wrong. But really, I should be changing my mindset to think, what if it goes right? If I could do this, then what if it goes right? Don't think in the negative situation box when you're going into a risk or you're willing to take a risk, because that will just get you nowhere in life. Like, taking a risk with a positive, healthy mindset on that risk, you will become more committed to do the risk, and once you've accomplished the risk, you will feel 100% better. So in this podcast, I'm going to be explaining why taking risks is really, really important. Now, for any of you who don't know, I'm not a very big risk taker, as I explained, so this is kind of a new topic, but hopefully in this podcast I'll be inspiring some of you guys out there to take as many risks as you can during your lifetime. Now, the question I normally ask myself when I'm going to go into a risk or I'm in a situation where I have to take a risk is, why not go for it? Have the guts to go for it. Now, the reason that no one takes risks nowadays is that they have the fear and the anxiety that it could just all go wrong. When really, if it means that much to you, the risk, why not just take it? Who knows what might happen? It might go really, really wrong, or really, really bad, or really, really good, but who cares? In life, you learn from your mistakes, and once you've learned from your mistakes, you'll know not to make them mistakes again. So if you don't take a risk, you won't know what mistakes you're making in life. So once you take it, and it goes wrong, you'll kind of know where you're at, and what bits you need to improve on, and what bits you need to kind of step back away from a bit. But seriously, taking a risk will do you good. Now, in life, again, you have good and bad decisions. Now, every single person who's probably listening to this podcast will have a good and bad decision along their lifetime. And it's good to have a mix of good and bad, because then you learn from it and you accept that there is good and bad in this world, not just bad or good. So always think that good and bad decisions are always good when taking a risk, but also write down the pros and the cons of taking this risk. Where is it going to get me in life? Do I need to focus on something else other than this risk? Just have a go, and who knows what might happen. That's always the best way to go into a risk. Now, remember, if you're going into a risk and you have all these emotions and all these feelings and these thoughts, just remember that you can control them. You're in control of your thoughts. They're just playing around in your head. And if they're really negative and really bad thoughts, just remember that you can always control them. You can always write them down and put them in a list and of what ones you want to keep and what ones you want to stop forcing your mind to think about. always remember that you can take control of your feelings whenever you like. If you're forcing yourself to feel something, then the situation may not be for you. If you're in a situation where you're feeling so many emotions, again, the situation might not be for you. So just remember that you can take control of your feelings. You are in control. Nobody else, just you. The universe does not punish you for taking a risk. In fact, it might thank you for taking that risk. It might be proud of you for taking that risk. The universe will give you that risk because the universe knows it's meant for you. And if it didn't even give you that chance to have a go at that risk, then who knows? Who knows what might happen? Go for it. Give it a shot. Give it all you've got. Because it might turn into something truly amazing. Now, going into a risk with a positive mindset is also very important. If you know that you're going to be a very negative person going into something so huge and something so big, maybe step back and focus on your mindset first. Because you never know. You could change from a negative person into a positive person. And that's my goal with this podcast, to make everyone out there positive and happy with their life decisions and their life, of course. So life is life. We have good days, we have bad days, we have really horrible, rainy, pouring down days in England. Yes, England is great. But life is life. Life will bring you some risks and some troubles and some problems and some bad times, but life is life. You have to go through them bad times to get the best times of your life. And if you're not committed to go through them hard, challenging times, you are never going to get a good life. There has to be rain before sunshine. There has to be rain mixed with sun to get a rainbow. Just focus on the positive. Focus on the good stuff in your life. And if there are any risks, as I said, just take them. Because you never know what is coming towards you in your life. It could be something really bad and something really challenging. And you'll probably go with regrets that you didn't take that risk in the first place. Always take the risk. Now, if you go into a risk caring what people think of you, caring what the impact and the outcome might be, you are never going to achieve anything. Caring what people think is the worst. I've been there, I've done that, I've overcome that fear because now I'm me and I'm sat here. And although I've been getting so many good comments, I've also been getting some really negative ones telling me to stop, telling me why I'm doing this. And the simple answer is that I want to help people out there who are struggling and who want to become a happier, better person. Now, I know that seems pretty, oh my God, Emma, what are you on about? But seriously, if you care what people think of you, life is going to be miserable forever. Drop the negative self-talk. You are a beautiful, gorgeous, amazing person. You deserve the best of the best. Don't care what people think. It's your life. You have the ability to do anything with your life. And if you choose to let people like control you and control your feelings, then I'm really sorry, but life is going to be really challenging for you. Stay strong through the hard times. You will get through them. Don't care what other people think, what they're doing with their lives, what their opinions are on you. Who cares? It's your life. You are your own person. Just take the risk. Don't care and be positive. Back to what I was saying on the universe. The universe is always testing us. Whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, we are always being tested. We are always being watched by the universe above us and around us. This is quite a powerful podcast for me because I enjoy talking about powerful subjects like this. But if you're choosing not to listen, and you're choosing not to like take in the words that I'm saying, then why are you even here? My job that I love to do is to inspire people. And the universe is testing me at the minute, because although I'm getting so many negative feedback, I'm still going strong and I'm still doing the things that I love to do. Now, if you don't like this podcast, please don't send me any negative thoughts or negative feelings or negative comments. I don't care. I want to focus on the positive things in my life. And if that means getting rid of the negative, then that's fine with me. You have one life. How you are going to spend it is completely up to you. But trust me, the universe will test you every single day on who you trust and who you believe and what you believe might happen in your life. It will test you minute after minute. And you have to go along with it. You have to be strong. You have to know that you are going to get through this time. Good things are always around the corner. Always think like that. Take the risk. The universe is testing us. Be positive. Go into a risk with no fear at all. My next question is, what do you want from this life? Do you want a good future with a family and a big house and a nice car? Or do you want a negative future with a poor job and a scruffy house that looks like a pigsty and no children and no family and no one to support you? You choose your life. There's two sides to it. One is to work hard, stay committed, and try your best. On the other hand, is to lose control and think negative and be negative towards yourself and others and be unkind and don't work hard. If that's the life you want, I would suggest you change your mind and focus on the good and try and change, because it is never too late to change. And if you want to change, go ahead and change, because that's your decision. You have one life. You decide how you're going to spend it. Now, don't be afraid if things don't go right. Your life is your life. And if you want to make it your life and the best life that you could possibly dream of, then don't be afraid. If you're going to be afraid, you're going to hold all this fear inside of you. And if you're going to be afraid, that shows that you're just afraid of the future and you're thinking of the worst situations as possible. Now, being weak is different from being afraid. If you're afraid something bad has happened in the past and you don't want it to happen again, being weak is signs that you've been strong for too long. They're completely different words. Now, don't wait to take this risk. We have no idea what is happening. We have no idea what the future holds. The past is the past. We live in the present. Now, if you worry about the future, if you worry what it might hold, then you're wasting time. If you want to take a risk, if you want to tell someone you love them, if you want to meet up with someone, if you want to make a coffee, go and make a coffee, guys. This podcast is going to be long. But seriously, don't wait. Take the risk. Take the chance. Don't wait for tomorrow, for Friday, for summer. Do it now. Because you never know what tomorrow might bring. It might bring the bad, the worst, the horrible, the unthinkable. But tomorrow might also bring joy and love and happiness. Don't wait to do something that you love. Do it now, otherwise you never might get the chance again. Now, don't look at things in a bad way. If you look at things in a bad way, you're never going to get anywhere. The universe is giving you the opportunity to take this risk. Now, the question is do you want it so much that you can just grab it now, or do you want to wait? If you wait, you might not get the chance again. But if you grab it now, something bad might happen. You choose. It's your life. Now, it's really risky. I know, it's risky to take a risk. Risks are called risks because they're risky. And it's risky because a lot of people don't want to take the risk. Don't want to go that extra mile because they're afraid of what might happen. Now, if you change and you go that extra mile, you will really make it. You will make it as far as possible in your life. Go the extra mile. Take in life. Take every second of life in, because it might just be gone in a finger click. Don't wait. Take the risk. Don't wait. Other people's actions do not define you. When a negative person leaves your life, you feel happy, you feel free, you feel positive. But as soon as that person leaves, they change everyone else's opinions on you. Now, all you have to do is stay strong and stay committed and keep being yourself. Other people will try and bring you down, try and stop you from being yourself, try and stop you from doing the things you love, but you have to stay you. Otherwise, things can go awfully wrong. Don't care what anyone thinks. This is your life. Go into a risk positive. Go into a risk with love and not negative. This is your one life. Make it your own.